I have a better hope and the guarantee of a better covenant. Hebrews 7 verses 19 through 22. He is able to save me to the uttermost, completely and forever, as I come to God through him, since Jesus always lives to make intercession for me. Hebrews 7 verse 25. I've been given a better covenant established on better promises. Hebrews 8 verse 6. The blood of Jesus Christ cleans my conscience from dead works so that I may serve the living God. Hebrews 9 verse 14. Because I am called, I now can receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews 9 15. Christ has entered the holy place in heaven to appear in the presence of God for me. Hebrews 9 verse 24. Sin has been put away by his sacrifice. Hebrews 9 verse 26. Because I eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Hebrews 9 verse 28. By the blood of Jesus, I can now enter the holy place with boldness. Hebrews 10, 19 through 20. By him, I will continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. The fruit of my lips will be continually give thanks to his name. Hebrews 13, verse 15. The God of peace through the everlasting covenant is making me complete in every good work to do his will, working in me what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. When I submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee from me. James 4, verse 7. His divine power has already given to me all things that pertain to life and godliness. 1 Peter 1, 3. I've been given exceedingly great and precious promises that I may be partaker of the divine nature. 1 Peter 1, verse 4. I am one of God's living stones being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. I'm a member of a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. I am an alien, a stranger to this world in which I temporarily live. 1 Peter 2, verse 11. Christ has left me an example that I should walk as he walked. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. I am healed by his stripes. He has already borne my pain, sickness, and diseases. 1 Peter 2, 24. I can cast all my cares upon him, for he cares for me. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. I am an enemy of the devil. 1 Peter 5, 8. As suffering comes, after I have suffered a while, by Christ he will perfect, mature, establish, strengthen, and settle me. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. I've been given precious and magnificent promises by God, by which I am a partaker of God's divine nature. 2 Peter 1, 4. I will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, 8. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, and he is in me. 1 John 1, verse 5. I can confess my sins, and he will be faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 9. If I do sin, I have an advocate, a defense attorney, with the Father. 1 John 2, verse 1.